This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I just saw a story, Jamie. You know that crazy lady that Phil Collins has been married to?
Yeah.
That has moved in and out of the house and went out and got another husband. She married somebody else too, right?
And brought him into the house that Phil Collins owns.
She has just put up all his gold records and his awards for sale online. Just went up this morning for $100 each.
Oh.
You can buy a Phil Collins Grammy for $100.
Does he know about this?
I doubt it. He's finding out just like we are, probably.
Oh, that's savage. Did you
straight up. Can you
that's
imagine so how much crazy. Phil Collins, how many gold records, how much, just personal items, awards and everything else that this guy has in that mansion?
Oh.
And she's selling it all. How can she get by with this?
I guess because he left her there and he gave her the house and he left his crap in there.
Yeah, because that's not her property.
Well, is it? I mean, after so long, it's, you know, isn't it hers after so long?
Well, you would think, though, that if it's a gold record that's on the wall, platinum, whatever, and it's got his name on it and its achievements he made, that was his. The house, yeah, I could see that being 50-50. But you can't, I don't know if you can take items like that and say that it's yours just because you live there.
Well, I think you can because he abandoned the property.
Well, but does he forfeit it? Yeah, what Jamie's saying, if it's been there for so long.
I mean, trust me, as somebody that moved into a house where the ex-wife wouldn't get her crap out, it was mine at some point.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you know? And I mean, it's like, I'm not your storage unit.
And this is stuff he'll never get back again.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about these, you know, in the air tonight. I want that. I'd like to have that gold record.
Why?
$100?
What would you do with it?
Well, first of all, you could get a lot of money for it on the internet.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely you could. An original that's his?
Oh, and it's history
personally,
right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
So these people that are buying up this stuff from her, she's just doing this out of spite.
Yeah, she is. But, I mean, I don't know what the whole contract was with what the courts decided or whatever, but it just seems like he left all his crap there, doesn't
it?
Sure
does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really confused because some days you read a story and he's still living there and she's the one that moved out. Then other days you read a story and it's he that abandoned the place and she's still there. So I don't know what's going on with these two.
Let's see. It says in October she agreed to leave the $40 million house by January 21st. So she was supposed to leave.
Yeah, she's supposed to leave. He was still living there, the last report I saw.
And it says now that she moved out, she actually took those things out of the house and she put them up for sale. So he didn't abandon it at all. We have the story all
wrong. That's even worse.
Yeah.
She's stealing it.
Yep. She's selling Chanel bags, clothing, diamonds, high-top sneakers, diamonds and high-top sneakers, Rolex watches. That whole thing is jacked up. He's kind of responsible for a lot of this, too. Didn't they say he's, like, on drugs and stuff? And some of this is him, too.
Yeah, the rumors are out there that he's a little whacked out.
Yeah, so.
And has been for years.
Right, and so, you know, he just kind of is like, I'll get it later.
I find it just absolutely crazy how, you know, people in the industry like him, for example, big deal. He's a big deal. It's Phil Collins, right? And how their lives just go so sideways.
So bad,
it's
right?
Just so bad.
And how do you let her walk out of your house with all your awards and stuff?
Well, obviously, you're somewhere in some other room doing something else, and you're just not paying attention. And she's loading up the U-Haul out front.
She even sold a stamp collection for $50. You know it's worth more than that.
Think about this. This is a $40 million mansion, and she's selling this stuff for $50. Is she that hard
that
up?
That hurts.
She is selling 5,000 pair of shoes. 5,000 pair. How do you have 5,000 pair of shoes?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But she looks like a woman that would have big feet.
Well, it didn't say 5,000 pair of big feeted shoes, footed. It just said 5,000 pair.
I'm just saying, it might be a tough market for those shoes. Yeah. I got a feeling they're oversized.
This is the weirdest case ever.
Maybe even triple E wide. I don't know.
Spindell, what are you getting out of it? You've been reading about it.
It seems like Collins doesn't care about any of this stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah. He's unaware.
I think he's just so whacked out. He's just like...
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to go to the website that they're auctioning this stuff on, Codner Galleries, but it's just timing out over and over. I think so many people are trying to look at this that it's not at all.
Again, you've got his personal artifacts up there for $100 each, some being $50. That place is going to be flooded. Everybody's going to try to grab this stuff because the resale value on it alone, you could make thousands.
Yeah, I am seeing that it's trending. Everybody's trying to click on it and try to get... She has a skull necklace that has 10 carats of diamonds, and you know they're good diamonds.
She just put this stuff up this morning, according to the story here. So everybody is flooding this particular website. Do you have the website?
It's called Codner Galleries.
Codner?
Yes. Codner Galleries.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I can't buy anything because I just lost my ass in AMC.
That was a quick turnaround.
That was quick. Just bought it like 10 minutes ago. But I would think, Jamie, I don't know. I don't know what that price would be, but you got to figure. You take a gold record that was personally given to Phil Collins. That thing has to be worth, I'm going to guess, $20,000 or more.
We're always wrong about how much stuff is.
Yeah, but for $100, you can't go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're going to make a profit.
Remember your $1 million helmet?
Yeah, well, you're right about
$8
that.
$8 on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not good at the estimates.
By the way, this is so sad. I'm just reading this. You guys, Phil Collins is totally addicted to pain pills. The man can barely walk. He's had back surgery, spinal surgeries. I saw him a year and a half ago at the Pepsi Center, and he walked out with a cane like a little old man. It was so sad.
Oh, the pictures of him right now?
She said he's set for the whole concert.
If you see him out, yeah, he couldn't even stand up to perform. For him. He had to sit the entire time. But if you see pictures of him, the guy looks like he's 100 years old. He looks like he can't even get around.
Everybody wants to know slowly, Schmidel, what is the website?
Codner Galleries. Codner Galleries.
With a Y-S or a I-E-S?
I-E-S.
I'm just doing that for the.
Good luck getting on that side, though.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wow.
It keeps timing out every time I click on it.
Yeah. Too many people are going there.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Trying to get their hands on it.
Woo!
Yeah, good luck.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.